It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The bipartisan deal to shore up the health care exchanges under the Affordable Care Act is still alive, but barely. Senators Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray formally introducing the bill on the Senate floor Thursday, though it's unclear whether it would even be brought up for a vote in either chamber of Congress. The president has both praised the deal as, quote, a very good solution, and trashed it as enriching the insurance companies, quote, like nothing anybody has ever seen before. Open enrollment begins on November 1st. Donald Trump continues to deny that he was disrespectful to the family of LaDavid Johnson, a soldier killed in Niger nearly 2 weeks ago. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about the president's contention that he has proof he didn't say what Congressman Frederica Wilson alleged.
What proof does President Trump have when he says Congresswoman Wilson is not telling the truth? Are there recordings of his phone call with Maisha Johnson?
No, but there were several people in the room from the administration that were on the call, including the Chief of Staff, General John Kelly.
The president also said that he has called every family of someone who's died. Is that true?
The president's made contact with all of the families that have been presented to him through the White House military office.
There have been families that have since come forward in this to the Associated Press. The names are in these reports who say they've not actually heard from this White House in any capacity.
All of the individuals that the president has been presented with through the proper protocol have been contacted through that process.
That's not all the families of soldiers killed since Trump took office, as he claimed. While journalists were fact-checking the president's claims, they came upon one slain soldier's father who accused him of going back on a promise to send a check. Chris Baldridge, the father of Army Corporal Dylan Baldridge, who was killed in June in Afghanistan, told the Washington Post that when Trump called him, he offered him $25,000 and said he would direct his staff to establish an online fundraiser for the family. But Baldridge said it didn't happen. The White House said the check is in the mail. The controversy over what Trump said to the widow of a slain soldier erupted when, during Monday's press conference, he was asked why he hadn't commented on the deaths of four U.S. servicemen killed in Niger some 12 days earlier. Politico obtained a statement of condolence drafted by a staffer at the National Security Council on October 5th, but it was never released. Instead of addressing his silence regarding the ambush, Trump chose to deride former presidents over their practices of calling Gold Star families. At Wednesday's White House press briefing, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked how the White House chief of staff felt about his son's death in Afghanistan being politicized.
Did the president speak to his chief of staff, General John Kelly, before invoking his son's death and what has become a political argument?
I know he's spoken to General Kelly multiple times yesterday and today.
On this very topic? In other words, did General Kelly know he would be raising the issue of his son's memory when talking about
I'm not sure if he knew of that specific comment, but they had certainly spoken about it, and he's aware and they've spoken several times since then.
So can you describe how General Kelly feels about it? Is he comfortable with the way his son's
memory is? I think that General Kelly is disgusted by the way that this has been politicized, and that the focus has become on the process and not the fact that American lives were lost. I think he's disgusted and frustrated by that. And if he has any anger, it's towards that.
It should be noted that Donald Trump was the one who inserted John Kelly's son's death into the discussion in the first place. The Senate is expected to vote Thursday and Friday on the budget, which must pass before Republicans can move on to the bigger question of tax cuts for the wealthy, or as they're calling it, tax reform. Although it looks like it has the votes needed to pass, it appears Rand Paul is not on board. Lindsey Graham had some criticism of the senator from Kentucky.
I think Senator Paul is trying to find a way to vote no, and he always does. Senator Paul can't vote yes on anything because it's never good enough.
Rand Paul hit back.
Lindsey Graham wouldn't know a conservative if he met one. All right. He's never been a conservative. He's probably a big part of why we have such a massive debt in this country.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in the hot seat at the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, fielding questions on a wide range of topics. There were more contentious exchanges with Senator Al Franken, and a lot of questions went unanswered. In the wake of the president's threat to revoke the broadcast licenses of news outlets who run reports unfavorable to his administration, Senator Amy Klobuchar asked about reporters' First Amendment protections.
This is on freedom of the press. We talked about it at your last hearing, and you said you wanted to look at what was going on with the ongoing regulations. The department now has taken some action, and I'll ask the same question. Will you commit to not putting reporters in jail for doing their jobs?
Well, I don't know that I can make a blanket commitment to that effect. But I would say this, we've not taken any aggressive action against the media at this point, but we have matters that involve the most serious national security issues that put our country at risk, and we will utilize the authorities that we have legally and constitutionally if we have to.
Okay.
Maybe we always try to find an alternative way, as you probably know, Senator
right.
Klobuchar, to directly confronting a media person, but that's not a total blanket protection.
Well, that's chilling. I got the And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.